Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March 21st, 2026. Today is Saturday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part, but when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Here ends the reading. In his essay on the word love, the late Friedrich Buechner wrote, "In the Christian sense, love is not primarily an emotion, but an act of the will. When Jesus tells us to love our neighbors, he is not telling us to love them in the sense of responding to them with a cozy emotional feeling. On the contrary, he is telling us to love our neighbors in the sense of being willing to work for their well-being, even if it means sacrificing our own well-being. To that end, even if it means sometimes just leaving them alone. Thus, in Jesus' terms, we can love our neighbors without necessarily liking them." When Paul describes the facets of how a congregation is to love each other, he has a list of what such communal love would look like. There is patience and kindness. There is an absence of jealousy, boasting, arrogance, rudeness, and irritability. There is a willingness to give way to another person's perspective. Rejoicing is reserved for the truth. This sort of love is hopeful, even in the midst of challenges and difficulties, even to the point of sheer iron-willed endurance. Nothing about Paul's description of love could be termed warm and fuzzy. I would go even further. Love is hard work. It's hard work because sometimes I'm not patient or kind, and sometimes I can be rude. Love is hard because every now and then I take too much joy in Schadenfreude. And as I've noted before, no follower of Jesus is perfect, and no collection of Jesus followers is perfect. We are all works in progress. That is why we must constantly work on how we are embodying the self-sacrificial love of Jesus. Jesus' love and obedience took him to the cross. If we are to even begin to understand what it means to take up our cross and follow Jesus, it must begin by learning to let go of our own tendencies toward rudeness, irritability, and boasting. I know it is easy to dismiss Paul's characterization of love here in 1 Corinthians 13 as just being nice to each other. Nothing could be further from what Paul is espousing. The sort of love Paul claims is the more excellent way, which will take every ounce of will we can muster, overlaid with every bit of God's grace we can receive. In the end, we are naturally people who seek our own way and our own comfort. Love demands we oftentimes give way and are oftentimes uncomfortable. No matter how gifted any congregation may be, and the Corinthians were definitely gifted, the reality is, according to Paul, that giftedness must always be measured against the way in which the congregation embodies the love of Jesus. I once had a monk tell me that the hardest part of being a monk was learning to live in community with other monks. He said, "I spent the first 6 months in the monastery thinking if all the other monks would just behave like I thought they should, everything would go much smoother. And then one day while I was in prayer, the thought occurred to me, maybe things would go a little better if I could begin to be a lot more patient and a little less arrogant." That was the beginning of me learning how to really love my neighbor. Little did I know all those years ago, learning how to love my neighbor in the next pew, would be a lifelong journey. Amen to that. So, dear listener, wherever you are in learning how to love your neighbor, take heart. It's never too late to begin again. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Let us pray. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending day upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship on the morrow give you glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.